Hi, now you have started looking into relocating to Oslo and Norway, and I want to make that process a bit easier by giving you an overview of the city and the surrounding areas so that you might get a better idea of where you want to live. Here is a map of Oslo and all the different parts of town. Oslo Met is located in the city center, close to all commuting areas, so it's easy and accessible by public transport. We also have another campus at Kjeller. I will refer to that sometimes, but this is mainly surrounded around our main campus in Pilestredet. We do divide the city into two parts, west and east. We do see that most of the time east is more cheap than if you live on the west side. Also, the east, if you live southeast, is a bit more expensive than northeast, as a general rule. So if price is the most important to you, you might want to start looking east of the river. Other parts of town that are different is that the east side is a bit more diverse, so we do see that many of our international staff actually prefer living at the east side as well. But pricing is a point for many, and living in Oslo is very expensive. The closer to the city center you are, the more expensive it is. So you should think about, do I want a small apartment close to campus where I can walk? Or am I okay with commuting a bit to get more space for my money? At the same time, if you have to commute, you'll have to pay for the subway card. So make sure you take that into calculations. But some people also choose to commute from outside of Oslo due to pricing or space or your personal needs somewhere to stay. And we do see Oslo here. Many people at Oslo Met commute from especially Lillestrøm and Asker. It's about a 15-minute train ride from the city center. And Lillestrøm is also very close to our other campus at Kjeller. So if you're going to start work there, Lillestrøm is definitely a place to look into. Here you can also see that west tends to be a bit more expensive than east. But all Lillestrøm and Asker are commuting different. Also, people commute from Drammen, Jessheim, and Ski. To Drammen, it's about 30 minutes. Jessheim, 45, and Ski is an hour. If you prefer commuting by boat, there's an option going from Aker Brygge and the dock here over to Nesodden, and many people choose that option because it's a 20-minute boat ride and the boat goes all day round. But what do you want to think about when moving to Oslo? Nature is close to the main capital in Norway for most people. Even if you live in the city center, it's about a 30-minute subway ride and you'll be out in the forest. So nature close will be there anyway. This picture is from Nesodden, where you could commute by boat. And of course, if water is your thing, Nesodden might be your thing as well. If forest is your thing, north of the city is very close to the forest. And of course, the city center, you will have more of a city vibe, in Norwegian standard, that is. Because for us, Oslo is a big city, but for many of our international staff, it feels like a small city. So for many people, we do see that it's a good idea to come here, rent something temporarily, and see if you like it, or if you want to live closer to the city or more outside. In general, all areas in Oslo are fairly safe, so safety is not something you need to consider when finding a place to stay in Oslo. If you are bringing a family and kids are in question, you should find a place to stay first and then enroll them in a local school or kindergarten. But if you're considering an international school, they are fewer, so then you should look at school before finding a place to stay. I hope this gave you a short overview of our city, where to stay, or if you want to live in a small house like this, an apartment or a big house, all depends on the money and how close to the city center you need to stay. So good luck in finding your home, and hopefully we'll see you here soon.